All right. Hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Bought Jackie and Justin a nice housewarming gift. Walking through our favorite place to shop, Gemmons Hardware. Gemmons Ace Hardware in beautiful Hudsonville. And just before that, Jacqueline says, "Why don't you buy yourself a new lawnmower, Dad, and give your old one to your daughter?" And I go, well, you know, either that or we get you a new one for a housewarming gift. She's like, what? So then I walk into the store. And then I think the cheapest one was like $600. I'm like, uh-oh. I didn't realize the price was so outrageously high. I wander over to another part of the store and she goes, hey, Diana says, I found one. And I go, uh-huh. She says, it's just like the one we have. And it's $200. And I'm like, how the fuck can that be? What they do is they, you can rent a lawnmower. Like, I don't know how everyone doesn't have a lawnmower, but people will rent lawnmowers. And this is one that they, for the last year, have used as a rental. You can rent the thing. It's just like mine. So it's used, and they're selling it now, and it's $200. I go, all right, well, what's wrong with it? And the guy goes, absolutely nothing. And everything is redone. Everything is, you know, fresh oil, sharp blade, completely clean, no issues whatsoever. It starts first pull every time, and you'll be completely happy with this. So I go, all right, let's do it. That's like something that when you buy a new house, talk about some anxiety. You know, because you got all these expenses flying at you. That's one of the most stressful things you can do. It's right up there. New house or any house. Anytime, you know, you fucking move. And then you got all the nightmare that goes along with it. It's a real pain in the ass. I have always dreaded that. About the only good thing about moving is actually like throwing shit away. I'm not kidding you. If I really put my nose to the grindstone, I could throw out about 90% of the stuff in this house. Throw, give, or sell. And I really should. I really should. It's just piling up downstairs. So she reaches out to me today and she goes, the grass is getting long. Can you bring the lawnmower over? I go, absolutely. This is something that dads do. This is part of the process, you know, because the next step, I know this. This is what I know. They said they're going to get married. They got married. They said they were then going to buy a house. They've bought the house. They are then going to move into the house. They are beginning to move into the house. And then you know what's next, don't you? You know what's next. Grandbaby. It is approaching the horizon. New grandbaby. That would be three. And I need a granddaughter. Okay? My first two grandchildren, boys. I've got the boys covered. I'm rich in boys. I love boys. I need a little girl. All of these comments could be said out of context or be taken out of context. I'm sure there are already some of you hard at work to me when I said those things because you're evil motherfuckers. That's what you are. But I'm telling you, I learned so much from raising daughters. okay? I had some knowledge about raising boys because I was raised with boys. I've been around boys my whole life, my brothers. But then once my daughters were born, I did not have any I didn't have the expectation down at all, because my son was born and it was easy. It was a pain. There was no difficulty whatsoever raising him. And I was like, boy, being a parent, it's just a breeze. I don't know what everybody's saying about it. They keep saying it's so hard and this, that, and the other thing. And, you know, and then it was soon as Jackie. And I was like, I get it now. I get it now. And then Pooh Bear is going for the ultrasound for baby number 3. And they said, oh, it's a girl. And you know how when people always say, well, I'm just happy it's healthy. No, I was fucking pissed. I was like, oh. I actually went like this. I remember in the ultrasound room, Diana's belly, they got the wand, and I'm like this. I was so distraught. Now, of course, I say that just being honest. I quickly got over that and was excited. Madison comes to town, and much different than Jackie. Jackie had this little curly top asshole vibe going. Madison, much more wrought with emotion. To this day. Oh, by the way, I just realized. It just occurred to me. Last week, I got a piece of audio from Aram. He writes, might be just best to start listening from the so-and-so mark where you tell the story of that Diana got mad at you for a dream that you had. You call her and she destroys you with help from the other guys. Later on, there are some references back to this dream. At the 8:30 mark, you play a complaint call from Madison to you that morning about her mother destroying the city she was building with Legos when she was cleaning the house. I figured you'd want to have it in your call archives. I do. In fact, we should probably listen to this. Okay. Kenny, I see your message. So I haven't listened to this entire clip that Aram provided for us. But, and so there was, I have never listened to it really other than that one time last week. So this moment happened in 2009. I have no memory of it. Aram passes it along and that's where we pick it up.
Taping that conversation, I put it on speakerphone and taped it.
You did?
Yes.
This is how it sounded.
Yeah, listen. Morning. Listen very carefully.
Hold on, let me back.
What did you say, Maddie?
I backed up a little. I want a little bit more context. Now I fucked the whole thing up. God damn it.
Okay.
Get on radio.
Have you ever been mad at any other inanimate objects like a glass of water?
Who, me or Eric?
No, Zane.
I don't know, Diana. Probably. I would guess, yeah. I would guess that I've done.
But this one was, in fact, an imaginary glass of water and ice in a dream that didn't really happen.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, you know, I feel no resolution by this. I just wanted to make sure that we were cool and I wasn't going to be assaulted when I came home.
No. I've done my job.
Yeah, pretty much.
Thank you, Diana.
All right. Oh, hey, you know what? We had something that we had to address at some point. What happened earlier with Madison?
She was freaking out because it was time to get dressed, and I was putting her Legos away, because she was going to school, and I wrecked her city. I don't know. I'm not quite sure.
Okay. All right.
That's all.
We ended up taping that conversation. I put it on speakerphone and taped it.
You did?
Yes.
This is how it sounded.
Yeah, listen. Listen. Listen very carefully. What? What did you say, Maddie?
I'm having a bad morning.
You're having a bad morning. I don't either. That's never fun to have a bad morning. What happened?
I already told you.
I didn't understand. You were crying so hard, I couldn't understand your words.
I was thinking of something about doing in the bucket.
You were doing something with a bucket?
No, I was making something with my Legos, and now I'm just doing the bucket.
Oh, you were making something with your Legos, and Mom threw it in the bucket.
Yes.
Why did she do that? What did you make with the Legos?
I was making the whole city, and now she just threw it.
She destroyed the city?
She destroyed my ego, too.
Mm. Well, I will, hopefully she won't do that anymore, and we can build a new one.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Wow, you sound really upset.
Wow. I wonder if she could overreact more.
That's going to be okay.
From her mother.
All right. I think that's where it ends. Oh, God. Hearing that. Jeez. Jimmy asked, was this last week? Bob says, the fuck? This is even harder to understand than the DS case one. All right. Thank you, Aram, for that. We need to share the video of Baltimore Orioles catcher James McCann.
Premium.
Jesus Christ. He gets hit in the face with a 95-mile-an-hour fastball. Watch this thing get away from this guy.
Premium.
Oh, no. The sound is a little off, but the first whack you hear, that's him getting hit in the face.
Premium.
Oh, no. And then that pitcher, he knows it as soon as how he feels bad instantly.
Oh, no. Up and in, he got McCann in the helmet.
I don't know if that was the helmet. Oh.
Oh, no. And in, he got McCann in the helmet.
He got him right in the face.
James McCann. Oh, the Ariel Rodriguez pitch. It's the most painful RBI he'll ever have.
He hit him right in the nose.
Gosh.
There's blood. Freebird would have passed out. There is blood pouring out of this poor dude's face.
You can see the nose. That is not bent the right way. There is a ton of blood on that tap.
No. Okay, now watch this, though. He's on first base.
Oh,
is this dude really going to stay in the game?
You got to be kidding me.
If he stays in the game, he is the toughest guy in the world.
I mean, he's got to get a new...
Dude,
they put a new jersey on him.
Can't believe you're staying in this ballgame.
Well, you know what he got?
They're playing the song by the Black Eyed Peas. Tonight's gonna be a good night.
Well, you know what he got?
And there he is. He's behind the dish.
Decades from now, it's gonna be 108 off the nose.
At least.
The legend's just
premium.
Yeah, that's... I don't know, man. That's fucked up. Cannot imagine that. Showbro Michael says hockey players take pucks to the face and still finish the game. Yeah, that's true. Corey says batters wearing face cages does not seem like a crazy idea. Case in point, ladies softball. Ladies have cages on the batting helmets. There's no damage to the face. The pitchers also wear these masks with a couple bars over the eyes and, you know, that they can avoid any type of serious damaging injury. To me, you know, the age-old argument, are women smarter than men? We only need look at that. Yes, they are. They are smarter than men. I have never, ever doubted that. In particular, common sense. Women have much more common sense than men. Now, sometimes emotions get in the way and lack of driving skill gets in the way. And directions, those aren't the strong suits, but who cares? Women are smarter than men, period. Kenny says, coach says, keep your eye on the ball, this guy. You mean like this? Tyler says, in that video, you can hear the cheekbone exploding. Katana 1988 says, good morning. Welcome to you. I don't know if you're new. You look new. Wow, I cannot imagine that type of, you know, smash to the face. That's the type of thing that gives somebody Parkinson's late in life. Parkinson's or, you know, CTE. I don't know if that's 100% proven, but it sure seems like that. ALS. Lou Gehrig's disease, you know? I mean, like the baseball player, he got hit in the head many, many times in his career. And they've speculated that the ALS was exacerbated because of that. Steve Gleason of the New Orleans Saints, who has an unbelievable spirit. I think there's a documentary out about him. Amanda just pointed me in the right direction of it. About how this guy continues to work tirelessly to try to raise money for funds so that people with ALS can have the appropriate technology to be able to communicate. Gleason can only move his eyes. And because of that, he can look at a eye recognition screen and be able to formulate words and sentences quite effectively. Katana says, yes, I'm new here. Are you new? Like, I have no idea what this was prior to it. Or are you familiar with me from the old radio days? Because if you come in completely green, that's a different set of circumstances. Jeremy throws the Norm MacDonald quote, it's so unfortunate that Lou's parents named him after that horrible disease. Idiot. Norm MacDonald, he strikes me as a comic, as Katana writes, no, I'm new here, never heard of you before now. Interesting. So glad you're here. Norm MacDonald, the way he did comedy, most would argue that everything he did was, like, the actual jokes were dumb. But it was his delivery that made it funny. And also, the people that when he's saying something, how they react to his stupidity and how he delivers it, that to me was funny. Like the Norm MacDonald 9/11 Airlines bit. This was on his video podcast. I think he was, I forget who he was doing the show with at the time. Nick Swartz, and that's who it was. And Norm just does a setup and a knockdown with this, and we're going to check it out right now.
Hey, for the ninth consecutive year, Nick, JetBlue Airlines ranked first for satisfaction among all North American airlines. But you know what ranked least in satisfaction? 9/11 Airlines. What a terrible name for an airline. It reminds me of that tragedy. Oh, 9/11. You know? Oh, don't laugh at 9/11. What? Man. I tried to tell him not to laugh. Adam. I know. I walked through blood and bones in the streets of Manhattan trying to find my brother.
Jesus.
Yeah, he was in northern Canada.
Okay. To me, the funniest part of that is Swartzen going, Jesus. And then he says he was in northern Canada. And you see Swartzen put the cup up to his mouth, and you can tell he's laughing. Right? It's very brief.
Northern Canada.
Right there. It's the whole thing's stupid. Okay? But that is so fucking funny. God damn it. Jeremy hits a nail on the head when he says it takes an incredible mind to make a dumb joke funny. One of the greatest comedians of all time. That's so true. Something else comes to mind that I want to play for you. Norm Macdonald at the ESPYs. Whoops. This was fantastic. It was right after Charles Woodson won the Heisman Trophy for Michigan.
Woodson, how about that? Oh, what a season he had. Became the first defensive player to win the Heisman Trophy. And congratulations, Charles. That is something that no one can ever take away from you. Unless you kill your wife and a waiter, in which case... all bets are off.
I think that's Ken Griffey Jr. on the left. And I don't know who the other guy is.
Just a word of advice.
Holy shit. Oh, my God. Jeremy says the moth joke on Conan's show was the best comedy bit I have ever watched. Isn't that the long one? No, it's not that long. I think I have heard this. I think when he died, I might have played this, but I'm going to play it again.
Now, not all your material comes from the news. Is that right?
You know, my strongest material comes from real life.
Real life?
Like, for instance, today I was driving in a car. Mm-hmm. You were kind enough to bring a car to bring this old chunk of coal here to the studio.
We send cars for our guests, yes.
Yeah, so I got in it, and I get material that way. So my driver...
What do you mean? What, how do you get material that way? You get in the car, and what happens?
My driver tells me a joke.
The driver we sent to pick you up told you a joke.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell it now on the show.
Yeah, that's how I get a lot of my material.
Okay. Why don't we just have him on next time?
That guy. Oh, wait till you hear me do it. So the guys.
Okay, so he's. Whatever he says, people die. It's unbelievable. He hasn't said anything funny at all. But he's killing right now.
He goes, I'll be the guy.
Okay.
A moth goes into a podiatrist's office.
A moth goes into a podiatrist's office. Right.
You are correct.
A moth goes into a podiatrist's office, mm-hmm. and the podiatrist's office says, what's the problem? And the moth says, what's the problem? Where do I begin, man? He goes, I go to work for Gregory Linovich, and all day long I work. Honestly, Doc, I don't even know what I'm doing anymore. I don't even know if Gregory Linovich knows. He only knows that he has power over me, and that seems to bring him happiness. But I don't know. I wake up in a malaise, and I walk here and there. And the podiatrist says, oh, yeah? And the moth goes, yes. And he goes, at night, I sometimes wake up, and I turn to some old lady in my bed that's on my arm. A lady that I once loved, Doc. I don't know where to turn to. My youngest, Alexandria. She fell in the cold of last year. Mm-hmm. The cold took her down, as it did many of us. And my other boy. And this is the hardest pill to swallow, Doc. My other boy. Gregorio Ivanilidovich. I no longer love him. As much as it pains me to say, when I look in his eyes, all I see is the same cowardice that I catch when I take a glimpse of my own face in the mirror. If only the cowardice was stronger, then perhaps... Perhaps I could bring myself to reach over to that cocked and loaded gun that lays on the bedside behind me. And end this hellish facade once
and for all. How long a drive was this? Do you live in the valley? Where do you live?
This is like the Aristocrats.
Please, sorry.
Aristocrats was a Disney movie.
He says, Doc. Sometimes I feel like a spider, even though I'm a moth. Just barely hanging on to my web with an everlasting fire underneath me. I'm not feeling good. And so the doctor says, moth, man, you're troubled. But you should be seeing a psychiatrist. Why on earth did you come here? And then the moth said, because the light was on.
My congratulations to anyone who stuck it through to the end. So Norm.
What?
What?
We're pretty much out of time. No.
Well, listen, it's over.
What's that? Do it? We have I understand you've been pitching television shows.
Great example. We all laughed because of the stupidity of it. And the follow-up, he knew what he was doing. He knew the reactions he would get. That is spectacular. You know, to stick with something like that, to continue on that joke from the perspective of the moth, knowing full well people are getting uncomfortable. And he kept going. And he probably just made it up as he went along. So great. I remember when we had him on the radio show. And so I don't remember the particulars of it. But when McDonald died, Freebeer went and dug up the interview, and I'm not with them anymore. This is just a handful of years ago when he died, and he played the interview, and on it, I said something that was way different than what they would do now. I don't know. Maybe I said something insulting to him or picked on him or busted his balls or something like that. I'll never forget it because Greg was really, he was acting like he was all sad at the death of McDonald. This is reason number 8,000 why I hate this man. The interview ends and he goes, and this is on his segment 17 segment. He goes, I just, you know, I'm just glad that we don't treat people like the way we like that the way he was treated. I'm just glad that we don't treat people like the way he was treated during the interview when we had Norm MacDonald on. We're not like that anymore. And he's basically saying that it was I was insulting or whatever the fuck. And I remember texting him saying, fuck you. You're such a piece of shit. God damn it. We were great doing things the way we did. And now through the lens of today, you're going to throw me under the bus. Fuck off. What an asshole. Anyway. All right. Let's move on. How did we get out of the topic of Norm MacDonald again? Can somebody help me through that one? Jesus, that's weird. Hulk Hogan was at Detroit Lions training camp. Standing next to someone he actually, who's actually taller than he is. The world famous, Kenny says, wonder if he blocked your number. Did he see that? I don't remember the if he responded or not. Tyler says, quote, shame on you, Eric, for not knowing Norm MacDonald would die someday and not being nice to him during that interview. That's the way Greg thinks. He's a fucking moron. Hey, it's Eric Zane here to tell you about my new favorite marketing partner, Mint Mobile. For the longest time, we've been paying way too much for our cell phone service, our plans, whatever it is, mobile device, whatever you want to call it. Every so often, they like put the screws to you just a little bit at a time. You don't even notice. Next thing you know, you check out the bill. You're like, wait a minute. This is not what I decided to pay for. What has happened? Okay, forget all of that. You can skip it all right now. Everything is about to change for you. Mint Mobile is the key. With Mint Mobile, you'll never, never have to worry about gotchas ever again. That's what I'm talking about, where they slowly raise your prices that you pay. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. Say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You're like, EZ, tell me more. This is all you do. I did this. All my family has done this. And you should too. To get the new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. That's good anywhere. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill from whatever ridiculous amount that you're paying each month to $15 a month, mintmobile.com/Zane. Pay attention to this legalese. $45 upfront payment. That is equivalent to the $15 a month for 3 months. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower, 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Don't even worry about that. I use that and it's no big deal. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health. Their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Hulk Hogan at Detroit Lions training camp. He was in town to promote, I don't know what it is, Hulk beer or something like that. Some new booze. And he's going to do a promo with Dan Campbell.
3, 2, 1. Yo, maniacs, Hulk Hogan here, the greatest of all time, and my new tag team partner, Campbell Mania Brother, is going to run wild this year. Super Bowl, nothing but greatness, nothing but victory. So what you going to do when the Detroit Lions and Campbell Mania runs wild on you, brother? What you going to do?
How awkward is this?
That's just perfect.
Oh, you're the best. You're the best. Cool, man. Appreciate you, man. Yes, sir. Love you. Great to meet you. Love you, dude.
Campbell's so busy. He's just like, all right, see you later.
Go get him, Dan.
All right.
There you go.
All right. Elon Musk's kid was a dude. And took the necessary medicines and became a chick. And Elon says, let's see. Musk said he vowed to destroy the woke mind virus after he was tricked to signing papers for puberty blockers. Musk's kid, I guess formerly known as Xavier, now known as Vivian, has responded after Elon said that his son was dead thanks to just that, the woke mind virus. That alone is ridiculous. That makes you seem like you're retarded. If the woke mind virus can quote-unquote trick you into signing off on your child taking puberty blockers? It sounds like you're a horrible dad if that's all it takes to convince you to allowing the kid to do this. Elon then misgenders the child and says, and refers to the child who is now a female as a boy, and says he's desperate for attention and validation from an army of degenerate red-pilled incels and pick-me's who are quick to give it to him. Go touch some fucking grass, Elon says. This person, this Colin Rugg, is a conservative commentator, so keeps putting this chick's name in quotes like that. Because Colin Rugg does not believe that we should be referring to Vivian as Vivian. Side note, I learned the hard way. I don't know Madison's boyfriend's birth name. I think I saw it once, but I've since forgotten it. It's a bad idea to ever go to a transgender person and ask, what is your birth name? That was the first time I've had any type of reaction with Ash that hasn't been just fantastic. I was informed politely but sternly when I said, hey, what was your birth name? And I got no. And I went, that's a no-go. Okay. Gotcha. No problemo for me. Vivian also denied other claims and accused Musk of getting talking points from Milo Yiannopoulos. I'm hoping they can one day resolve their differences. This is Young Musk.
It is Vivian Jenna Wilson. I'm just going to come on here and say that I'm doing well. I'm doing fine, actually.
She has the same disease her dad has. She talks retarded.
It is Vivian Jenna Wilson. I'm just going to come on here and say that I'm doing well. I'm doing fine, actually. And I am formulating a response and whatnot. It's being worked on. It's being worked on. Just hold your goddamn horses for 5 more seconds, okay? I promise it's getting worked on. It is Vivian.
All right, the whole family's fucked up. That's what we can assume there. The least of the problems is the changing of the gender. It's the lack of communication skills. You ever try to follow a conversation of Elon Musk? He's the hardest guy to understand because he's busy doing what she was doing. And she does the same thing that... I hate the way the Musks talk. You gotta move air. Jeremy says, I can't imagine how insufferable it must be to be Elon's child. Corey says, yeah, it's considered to be a dead name. Kenny says, yeah, it's not referred to as birth name. It's called dead name. That's why it's triggering. Okay, yeah. Hey, I learned that. I'm not. I guess they, yeah, you're right. I've heard about dead name. Yeah, oh, yeah, he dead named me. What does that mean? Call me by my dead name. My bad. This is all work in progress. Bob says, I think Elon has a touch of the tism. Corey says, touch grass. Nice to see that gamer online insults are becoming mainstream. I had no idea that that started as a gamer insult. Chris says, between Hulk Hogan and Billy Ray Cyrus, I'm not sure who needs to fuck off more. I don't know anything about Billy Ray Cyrus. I just heard him and his wife were on the outs. How did I get on Norm MacDonald? Jeremy says, sorry, you mentioned Lou Gehrig for some reason, and I derailed the show. That's right. I was talking about baseball player getting hit in the head, Lou Gehrig. You mentioned Norm MacDonald saying they named him after the disease, and that opened up. Hey, that's okay. We pulled it off. It was fun. That led to a nice callback to some of those great Norm MacDonald moments. Mitch adds, I too have a touch of the tism, but Elon Musk was fisted by the tism. Corey says, yeah, it's considered rude to dead name someone. Yeah, I know that. But I was just asking what was the first name, but I'm not even asking that anymore. I'm like, ah, fuck it. I don't want to piss anybody off. Jeremy says it's a work in progress for everyone. He see what matters to Ash and Maddie is that you're willing to learn. Oh, yeah, it's all good. You know, I'm as open-minded as I'm probably the most open-minded person that exists on the planet. Corey says you already read that one. I didn't say it twice. Oh, I just don't remember saying it the first time. Showbro Michael says, I like Hulk Hogan, the wrestler, but Terry Bollea is a douchebag and can F off. Kenny says, I was hoping you'd play my clip of you simply saying, I need a little girl. Yeah, I can't. It's a little bit more of a challenge for me to. I'm just, I'll have to come back to it. But thank you for putting it together for me. The triathlon and the Olympics had to be postponed. Olympic coverage continues. The triathletes have to start the race in the water, in the River Seine, as it's known. We talked about this, that they were having trouble getting the amount of shit, E. coli, in the water regulated. Now, if you're hosting the Olympics and you're a wealthy community like Paris, France, wealthy country, and you want the E. coli levels to drop in this river, really the only thing you can do is perpetually, you know, like when there's a forest fire, they go and scoop up the water, and then they dump it on the fire. Instead of dumping water, they have the container that they would be dumping the water from is full of liquid chlorine, like pool shock. You know, you're talking about 500, 600, 700, 800 gallons a pop, and just go over the top of the River Seine and perpetually dropping that in, starting at the spot where the shit is overflowing from all the rainfall. I wonder if that idea has been floated. Trademark, verbal trademark right here. Because they've talked about how they've been working on cleaning it up for the marathon, but what the extent of that, no one knows. It hasn't been talked about what you do to clean up a river. I mean, the water is always moving. So, I mean, if you want the Olympics to work for people that have to swim for their sport, you got to clean that shit up. So that is the easy FU idea. Makers of seat light beacon and FU wallet and backseat gas tank, I give you river treatment. Easy river treatment. 1,000 gallons of chlorine drop perpetually every hour of every day leading up to the big event. If they don't have the amount of E. coli reduced by today, then I guess they don't do the triathlon. How'd you like to be the guy who works for 4 years, or the gal who works for 4 years to be the best in the world, to all that time, energy, and money going into training, and the only reason why your event is not going to go off is because there's too much shit in the water. How embarrassing is that? And the thing is, they knew that there was a possibility this would happen. And you don't have to have the event in the river. The swim is like 0.9 miles. You could do it anywhere. Why did you build the track right off the river? Hey, I got an idea. Let's start the race right in an area, a river where there's high potential that the river could be loaded with shit, human feces. Let's start it there. That doesn't make any sense. That's a horrible plan. Chris says, hey, EZ, Joe Moran won his age group in a triathlon last week. Chris says, they said they're just going to cut out the swimming portion. So dumb. Yeah, I did races where they would cut out the swim. It's not fun. But I mean, seriously, I can understand that. The swim is only like 10% of the race. It's not that big of a deal. And honestly, in the swim, how this goes is you have one person who's the better swimmer and he'll be in the front, and then two people behind them catching their draft, because you'd be amazed at how effective the drafting is when swimming. You can swim a lot faster than you're capable of if you just get right on the feet of the person in front of you. So there'll be two people behind the one and three people behind those two and four behind those three. And it's like like when geese fly, that's what it looks like, except it's all people. So basically, everybody gets out of the water at basically the same amount of time. The race, the Olympic triathlon, is won on the run. That's where the separation occurs. It's not on the bike. It's not on the swim. It's on the run. It's on the hardest event, which is why they put it last, which is why triathlon is such a goddamn brutal sport. It is a punishing, painful, ridiculous effort. I think the only thing that might be more difficult would be wrestling. Or maybe like cross-country skiing or some of those sports. So that's crazy. They are, it looks like that's what they're going to do. Coming up on the Patreon, story of a dog lost for 14 months. This one is a happy ending. The FBI has more information. And the guy who tried to kill Trump. I'll get into that with you. Before we start to put a bow on this, keep in mind that the IT team behind this show is Blue Frost IT. Online at bluefrostit.com. If you have any technical trouble, reach out to Blue Frost IT. 616-200-8500. I think I'm getting that right. Anyway, bluefrostit.com. Frank Fuss from Frank Fuss My Policy Shop Insurance says, if you or someone you know has been turned down for long-term care insurance, Frank can get you covered. 70% of seniors will have a need for long-term care. Frank will send along an ebook on long-term care for anybody that wants it, free. No retirement plan is complete without a plan for long-term care. You can drop Frank a note at buyinsurancehere.com. That's buyinsurancehere.com. Finally, Berlin Raceway. Get tickets for this weekend's races. $14 a pop at berlinraceway.com. 15 and under free. Parking free. Bring in a cooler with all your snacks and soft drinks. No glass, no booze at Berlin Raceway. Chris says, cheers, everyone. My last chat for a while. Maureen said, did you get a new job, Chris? Wow. I hope so. He has not yet responded. He might have checked out before Maureen asked that question. I know my man was in between jobs. All right. It is asshole of the day time. As Chris now confirms, I did get a new job. Congrats, buddy. What do people say? Hey, one door closes, another opens. That's what you say to people. Hey, man, once that door slams in your face, you got to get ready for the another one to open up. Tyler says on the plus side, one less Chris, we have to remember, keep straight from the others. We know that's a big problem. Asshole of the day today. Do you have any nominations? If not, speak now or forever hold your peace. Chris adds, it is literally a much better job in a better industry. Well, there you go. Congrats to you. The asshole of the day is brought to you by TC Paintball. We're going to go with Rich Ass Free Beer for his unwillingness to compensate really the only person on that show worth anything, the immensely talented Kelly Cheese. This coming up after we learned about the million-dollar house he has on Lake Michigan and the $100,000 car that he just purchased while Kelly toils away with $70,000 a year, underpaid so much so she probably has to have a second job selling things. That is going to do it. Thank you, as always, for checking out the show. You've been a great audience, as always. And I'll check you out on Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for 7 days free. Till next time, bye-bye.